Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome, Dan Bach in the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Friday. Hope things are going well in your world. I've got my spring break coming up, so I will be out for the next week. We'll have some Mangone. I think we might have some other special stuff happening here on the podcast next week. So don't worry, we'll still have the content for you, as we know we are in full NBA swing, and it's a tough swing. You know, last night, perfect example of it. All day long, we're like, Zizek, min salary, Cleveland center, he's got to be playing 20 minutes, and dude didn't start, played like 8 minutes, and yeah, that went a bunch of my lineups. So hopefully today we get some clarity. Not the largest slate out there for Friday. Typically they're a lot bigger, but tonight we are going to help you hopefully navigate. I think it's a pretty straightforward build, to be honest with you. But again, a lot can change here on the news front, so make sure you're getting the Roto Grinders app if you don't have it already. Super important to be following the news, and that will help you do that. Follow us on Twitter, and of course, the Court Report live blog and Crunch Time with Andy Means. Two premium features for you guys, and as we might have talked about here on the podcast, we have our MLB presale happening. So therefore, our MLB content is getting ready to roll out here in the next couple of weeks. We've got some incredible premium features, including a new premium podcast that we're going to have, Premium Plate IQ, which if it's not ready by opening day, it's not going to be far off. And from what I've been told, is it is an absolute game changer of a product, of a tool. So I can't wait for that. We'll actually have Jamino doing a video, premium video, accompanying that a couple of days a week, which is going to be awesome. Kevin Roth will be back again with Crunch Time, and you know, we'll have a little bit of crossover with MLB, NBA together, but ultimately it will eventually be MLB only, and obviously that will be the one place you can get his last second weather reports, and we will be obviously pairing him with a content contributor here at RG to be talking MLB for you right up until roster lock. So those are just some of the things that we have. Obviously, Lineup HQ, the premium filters, the CVRs, lots of different stuff this year with our premium content. And cheese is good. Million Dollar Musings 5 days a week. Really outstanding stuff there. So don't miss it. It's going to be happening here at RG. And we've got our subscription deals for you. We changed it up a little bit. We actually now have an option, which is a combo package, which allows you to get FanDuel, DraftKings, and Fantasy Draft all in one. Can still just go sport by sport if you'd like. And do remember, you do a annual subscription, you're going to get everything we've got. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, you'll get it all in that premium package on the annual. It'll start from when you sign up. And if you just go monthly, and I'll tell you what, the next couple months, it's worthwhile because you've got like four plus sports. You got hoops, you got baseball, you'll have golf in the NHL. You have four sports of premium for you. That's a better deal than you're going to find anywhere else. We don't do it on a sport by sport, season by season basis for our monthly subs. So take advantage of that. And I think it's $20 off right now on the annual subscription. Again, big old banner on the front page. Click that. And if you got any questions about what we're providing, I know our boy Cheese is answering some questions in the forums around our premium content. So free plug for that, and you definitely should take advantage of it. All right, tonight, let's get into hoops. Before we do, thanks to Fantasy Draft, great sponsor here of the show. Head on over there. Today's a great day to be playing over there. I was, initially building some lineups on FanDuel this morning, and there's like seven power forwards I kind of would like to play today, and I can't quite get them in. I only get two. But over on Fantasy Draft, you can play whatever you want, wherever you want. And I think it makes for a really, really fun build. And baseball, their baseball setup is a little bit different too. They don't necessarily have the position restrictions, so you can play multiple third basemen, multiple first basemen. Really fun game over there at Fantasy Draft. They're trying to connect with the community here at Roto Grinders, and I hope you guys check them out. Make sure you use promo code Grinders when you sign up, and then you'll get premium over there for 3 months. So check it out over at Fantasy Draft. All right, let's jump into it for today. It's a Friday, but not a ton of games. Like I said, looks like we've got 6 games here on the docket, and we're definitely waiting on a lot of injury news here today. I mean, a ton of it. So I'm going to try and talk about what may or may not happen on that front and how to kind of approach it. So yeah, let's kind of do it. We go position by position on this show, so I'm going to get right into it. And, you know, for me, we've got Westbrook today against the Clippers. This is a really outstanding spot for him. The price is obviously still high today, but he's a guy that I really want to get into my lineups. Gave us that 66 fantasy point game last time out against Atlanta. That's the Westbrook that we've, you know, come to know and love over the last couple of years. And with Paul George slightly banged up, I think there might be a chance he doesn't play today. That's really going to put more on Westbrook's plate today, regardless of whether he plays or not. You look at the rest of the players at this position, I think there's like 3 guys I feel remotely, I don't say remotely, but 3 guys I feel good about. And then we've got, you know, some definite question marks out here. So he is one. I think Goran Dragic today, in particular on FanDuel at 6,700. He's 75 on DraftKings, 13-4 on Fantasy Draft. He's not unplayable there, but a little bit tougher decision there. But on FanDuel in particular, I think you're playing him today because they're going to be without Josh Richardson again. They're playing the Lakers in a tempo-up game. All signs point to Goran Dragic, like, full speed ahead on FanDuel today. And now we've got, you know, Kyle Lowry against Dallas. You do worry a little bit, a back-to-back. You know, they played last night at Indiana. Now they take on Dallas today. This is a 3rd and 4 nights as well. And looks like a 5 and 7. So, 4 and 6 as well. So, I like him. I just don't love him. I know DraftKings, they finally boosted him up a little bit. He's up to 78 there. 77 on FanDuel, 39 on Fantasy Draft. Like, I'm okay with him, but I just don't love it with the situation here for Toronto. Home game against Dallas, they could easily blow this team out, and if they do, I don't think they're going to extend his minutes. So I like him. I don't love him. I mean, I think, you know, Dragic and Westbrook just stand out so much for me over everybody else. So that's probably where I'm going to land. But we've got some other names. We've got Lonzo Ball here at 7,800 on FanDuel, 77 on DraftKings. You know, 37, 38 fantasy points each of the last 2 games. And he shot 3-for-11 and 2-for-11 from the field. He can't shoot at all. The few games he actually makes shots, he'll get you into the 40s. But that's always a risky proposition here. I don't believe we've got a total on this game yet. We'll see where this one comes in at. I just feel like the price is kind of caught up with him a little bit, so it's tough to press that button. You've got Isaiah Thomas. I think I'd almost rather go down to him a little bit here, as he got 36 minutes of play this past game. And I think whether or not he starts again is going to be interesting, because Brandon Ingram is going to be out tonight, and if Kyle Kuzma sits, there's definitely a chance we see Thomas draw the start again. And he scored 20 real life points, got you a ton of minutes. And, you know, the one thing that we know Lonzo can't do is shoot. That's the one thing Isaiah pretty much can do. The rest of the stuff, not so much. So at 6,600 on FanDuel, 65 on DraftKings, 12-3 on Fantasy Draft, if you know he's going to get 35 minutes, maybe not the best matchup in the world, but you're going to have Miami pretty thin today. That's why I'm going to definitely be eyeing where that total kind of falls in at. A little bit cheaper, you can go to Tyler Johnson. I'd expect him to get 30 minutes plus of run today at, 5K, 5,300 on DraftKings. No Josh Richardson, no Dwayne Wade again tonight. And, you know, he's definitely only a tournament play for me, but definitely one guy who in tournaments, you know, can get there. Terry Rozier got a major bump, and rightfully so. Kudos to the Sites. When he is a starter and he plays big minutes, he's a pretty damn good fantasy producer. He scored 53 the other night, which is interesting because I was looking at the numbers, and he had three blocks and two steals. So five in that category, that's 15 fantasy points, because 21, 9, and 5 is good, but it's not crazy good for him against Washington. Like, I feel like he could even do more than that. But at 8,200 against Orlando, this is just an excellent matchup. I'll be curious to see how many people will pay this price. He went up 900 on DraftKings. He went up almost a full 1,000 over there, another 900 boost over on FanDuel. And, you know, he's just going to play a pile of minutes. Now, I know he played 47 minutes that last game. I think it went double overtime. And typically, I'm a little bit weary of using guys coming off of, you know, such large minute loads the game before. But the thing about this is they played the 11th, okay, and then they played the 14th, so they had 3 days off, and now they're playing on the 16th. So this is only like their second game in the last 7 days. So second game in the last, looks like 5 days. So I can handle that for him and the minutes. And the fact of the matter is, if Kyrie is out, which it looks like it's going to be, Marcus Smart is out, Jaylen Brown is out, he's just going to be in for a pile of minutes. So I'm okay with it. Like, I think he's going to get you. We've got him projected at 30, 35. I actually think we could probably boost that to like 39. Like, I think that's probably my baseline level for him. And let me do that real quick and see how much that moves him up our price, our point per dollar list here. Let's see. If I put him at 39 again, no. Okay, that makes him like about fifth on the list. Now, that includes guys like TJ McConnell, Sindarius Thornwell, who I just can't endorse much at all right now. Those guys just aren't very good. But in terms of actual playable guys, that puts Goran Dragic 1, Lowry 2, Rozier 3. And that's just price per dollar. That doesn't even include kind of value threshold. So, I think he's definitely a guy we can look at today. Probably not going anywhere on Dallas. Don't trust those guards. Probably not going anywhere on Sacramento tonight. All right. And then I guess we can go to it too. I mean, Quinn Cook could play a lot of minutes tonight. I mean, Golden State, we'll see if Durant plays tonight. I think he's going to play. I'd be surprised. And, you know, I think that part of me wishes he doesn't play, because then it really opens things up in terms of the way you build your lineups. Yes, you'll have a 90% owned Russell Westbrook, but as it stands right now, like, you can do Westbrook and Durant. The rest of the lineup doesn't feel great. You can do it, though. If for whatever reason Durant doesn't play today, that could swing things here a good bit. So we'll see on that news, but it's big news to wait on. All right, over at shooting guard tonight, you know, let me see what I did here. This was the toughest position for me. Again, I kind of do a mock lineup, and this was a tough one for me. And this is where, like, playing on fantasy draft is nice, because you don't have to worry really about positions, because, you know, the high end at this position, you've got DeRozan, you've got Lou Williams, you've got D'Angelo Russell. But the low version of this, there's not a lot to be in love with on the cheap side of things, unless you feel good about Marco Bellinelli or Wayne Ellington and those guys. So it's a tough, tough position on FanDuel in particular. But, you know, on the high end of things, I think I probably would rather roll Russell today against Philadelphia. Be on the lookout, too, to see. I think Embiid's going to sit today. I know he's been playing back-to-backs, but this late in the season, you know, probably had a more competitive game last night than they expected to against New York. I wouldn't be surprised one bit if they if he ends up sitting here tonight. So we'll see on that one. But D'Angelo Russell, you look at the scoring for him the last two games, it is up. It looks like there's a chance that Allen Crabb could be out. He missed practice yesterday. If he would be out, I don't hate Dinwiddie either, by the way. So I think it improves the stock of a lot of different players if he remains or if he doesn't play today. But Russell, I just feel like the shots are there, and in this matchup versus Philadelphia. 218 total is what we're projecting right now. So the fact that it's out, maybe it means that Embiid will end up playing tonight, but we'll see. But I like Russell today, all things considered. Lou Williams, you know, hasn't been playing at a super high level. I mean, fantasy point-wise, like, you know, 26, 32, 28, 27. Those are his last four games. Like, those are good, but it's not to that 8K level that we really love. I suppose we could see it here versus Oklahoma City. Trying to see if we've got any matchups from earlier this season. 46 fantasy points on the 4th of January versus OKC so far this season. So he did pretty good in that game. I mean, he's all right. I mean, 74 on DraftKings, 72 on FanDuel. I just don't know if this is a spot where I need to come up and pay. And I might actually be on a guy like Wayne Ellington today because it is a Lakers game, which is, means tempo is going to be up. He is cheap in the 4Ks. He's almost certainly going to play mid-30s minutes. And he took 17 three-pointers against Sacramento last game. Now, the drawback is you're so so relying on him making shots because he just doesn't do much of anything else on the floor. But in terms of the way my build is coming together, I'd like to probably pay down in at least one of these two spots. And then you got him and J.J. Redick is the other kind of, I don't want to say obvious guy, but the one guy who kind of stands out. 26 fantasy points last night versus the Knicks. It feels like his ceiling is about 30. Like, I don't feel like it's there's a huge ceiling in J.J. Redick by any measure. But against Brooklyn, not a bad team. 218.5 total, like I talked about. Nick Young against Sacramento. Again, they're going to be without a lot of people. Once again, Golden State today. Played 31 minutes, took 13 shots, 27 fantasy points. I really wish he was still like 3K, and he's 4K on DraftKings. I think that's the preferred place. Fantasy draft at 7,600. I can absolutely get behind that. The 47 on FanDuel makes me a little queasy in the stomach because they juiced him up to probably a higher point than he deserves. I think Buddy Hield is a name we need to look at a little bit too. You know, 31 minutes last game, 16 shots versus Miami, 44 fantasy points. He's obviously more expensive than Wayne Ellington, but he can do a little bit more in the other categories than a guy like Wayne Ellington can. So what, 56 on DraftKings, 58 on FanDuel, 11-3. If you land in that middle zone, he could be a guy to look at. And then lastly, Caris LeVert. I mean, he is not going to go over 30 minutes for God knows whatever reason. But when he's on the floor, he's super productive. Now, I think last game, you're looking 3 steals in 29 minutes. That's, 9 fantasy points right there on FanDuel, 6 over on DraftKings. That really helps things a lot when you get those steals, and it's hard to rely on that many, but 11 real-life points. I mean, 11-7-3 is okay, but it's like, man, I just feel like I want to see him play more minutes so he can tick up into the 15 or 19 shots per game instead of the 11. Again, no Allen Crabbe today. Maybe that changes his fortune. DraftKings at 5K, a little bit better play than FanDuel tonight. Okay, moving on. Small forward today. If Durant's in, I'm playing him. I'm all in. Everybody else should be. Maybe the little injury note will keep that down a little bit. But I'm absolutely buying here. But there's a number of names we can go with, too. And, like, if you had to say, Dan, I can't afford both Durant and Westbrook, I probably would tell you, figure out a way. But, you know, I think the one case can be made. There might be a little bit better, cheaper options at the small forward position than what we have at the point guard position. So that's kind of like where my concern comes in. But, you know, Durant with that offense, like, he's going to be everything. I know he didn't go absolutely ham that last game, but it can definitely be coming here. All right, so some of the other guys, because it doesn't take a genius to tell you Durant's good. Justice Winslow today at 5,600, 57 on DraftKings, fantasy draft at 11-1. Should be seeing over 30 minutes today. Got 37 that last game that Josh Richardson was out. We're going to be in that same situation today. He didn't really play great. 4 for 12 shooting, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. But still almost good enough. He has 40 fantasy point potential. He's done it twice in the last six games, so we know he can get there. Price, it's fair at 5,600. I think a lot of people are going to roll to Tatum, and I like Tatum tonight because Orlando's just a bunch of stiffs out there at this point in time. They don't care about the outcome because, well, let's face it, they are playing for a draft pick. But Tatum took 23 shots. I don't want to presume that's a season high, but I'm looking through right now, and I believe it was a season high. Yes, 23 shots for him last night, season high against Washington. But they should have Al Horford back in this game, so I do think that will cut in to some of his minutes. Again, you know, 46 minutes, you're talking about double overtime game. But I do expect him to play a little bit larger role with, you know, with so many of the guys out, like Kyrie, Brown, and Irving. But the price jumped, you know, 62 now on DraftKings from 57. He was, 65 last game for against Washington, but was 46 the game before that. So I feel like he's priced maybe still a little bit too cheap. But not a guy that, I mean, a guy that I'll play, but I don't think he's quite cash game playable for me. Something's gotten into Robert Covington. He's suddenly good again. 31, 33, 40, 30, 40. Those are his last five games. 6K on FanDuel, 62 on DraftKings, 12-2 on Fantasy Draft. I think it could certainly go back to being not good Robert Covington, but he's hot right now, and the price really hasn't gone up and matched him. So I'm all right with playing that guy tonight. Jonathan Simmons at 7K. I'm going to pass on him. I know he's outstanding. The games that we've had no... or three of the four games that we've had no Aaron Gordon. But Boston's a really good defensive team. And I just don't feel like it's necessary today, especially with the price increase. On DraftKings, it didn't go up that much. And same with Fantasy Draft, 6,100 and 11.7. I think that's a tougher decision there. I think he's probably playable on those sites at that number, but at 7K on FanDuel, I don't see me pressing that button. I'd rather, you know, save and go Covington or Tatum or Winslow. Corey Brewer, I'm waiting for the day to him go back to like scoring 15 fantasy points. But as a starter, he has been outstanding. 26, 31, 20, 22. Salary's up to 4,400 though on DraftKings, 4,900 on FanDuel, 8,600 on Fantasy Draft. I'm going to bail, so maybe I'll be wrong once again, but we will see. Hezonja's cheap. Hasn't, you know, I don't know if he hit a wall or what, but certainly has not been as good as he was earlier in the year when Gordon was out, so I'm probably not pressing that button in this matchup here today. Iguodala, I don't think so. Omri Caspi, I mean, if obviously this will all change, but if Durant's out, then yes, you can fire those guys up easily. But I'm going to need to know that Durant's not playing. You know, Paul George as well at 8,500. We'll see what his status is going to be. I think he could be really under-owned today because he's been playing fairly bad. He's got an injury designation next to him, and let's face it, everybody's going to play Durant everywhere. So if you want to leverage in tournaments, you can look to him if he's in the lineup today, but could be a big if there. All right, moving on to power forward, where, you know, definitely a ton of underpriced guys here. We've got Bam Adebayo, we've got James Johnson, you've got both of these Miami players, too cheap. Bam should be in the low fives. James Johnson should probably be in the low sixes right now, and they're 3,900 and 4,700. They're going to play a pile of minutes here versus the Lakers. It's an excellent matchup. You could probably plug those guys in and move on, but like I talked about, there's like six power forwards we could potentially play here at this, you know, on certainly on FanDuel tonight. Draymond Green, probably too cheap on FanDuel. 86 on DraftKings, 15.8 on Fantasy Draft, but 7,800 on FanDuel. I don't think he gets like a huge bump or anything with the injuries because it doesn't, you know, he's not a scorer, and he doesn't become a scorer suddenly because Klay Thompson and Steph Curry are not on the floor. But I also feel like he's too cheap. He's probably going to play a lot of minutes. So certainly on FanDuel, I think he's in play. But we've got Julius Randle today against Miami. Again, Kyle Kuzma's out. That's going to probably slide a few more minutes potentially his way, but he's already getting a ton. So Looks like the price dropped on him a little bit. He was at 8K on FanDuel, and now he's down to 7,400. So I like that against Miami. He's 82 on DraftKings. He is 15-1 on Fantasy Draft, but absolutely viable play. We saw Toby Harris, I think, score a bunch of points again last night. 29 real-life points, 46 fantasy points. If you're stacking that game up and you want to run something back with Westbrook, nothing wrong with it being Toby Harris, as that guy definitely can score the basketball. And then we've got, you know, Carmelo. If we're with no Paul George, he's been at 30 fantasy points each of the last two games, and he's under 6K today on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he's 59, and Fantasy Draft, he's 11-5. We've got Marcus Morris, who drew the start and played a pile of minutes. Now, we also saw his salary now raise up to 6,400. It was 5K two games ago. 5,900 on DraftKings and 11-6 on Fantasy Draft, a little bit more manageable, but bad team in Orlando that he's going against, so good matchup there. You know, Kuzma plays, I don't have a problem playing him. I mean, he's going to get 30-plus minutes. He's been excellent, and his ownership will probably be lower because people aren't going to make those lineups early in the day with him. Jeremy Grant. Steven Adams missed last game. Jeremy Grant's the one that really played the best out of that. 20 real-life points, 5 rebounds, 32 minutes. Dakari Johnson drew the start, but Jeremy Grant was the one who was getting it done. 39 on FanDuel, 43 DraftKings, 8,400 Fantasy Draft. I would probably need Steven Adams to be out for me to go there, but there's not a lot of under 4K options, and he is one that I think is absolutely viable tonight, depending on how the injuries shake out. And the off chance that we've got no Embiid tonight against the Knicks, Dario Saric is usually a guy who, you know, ups his play, gets more usage in that offense. So we'll have to see whether or not that happens here today. But if it does, he's a name to kind of consider. And then you got all the guys from Sacramento. It is, you know, pace up game for them going against Golden State. It's sitting at a 212 though, so it's not huge. Maybe Scal would be the guy I'd prefer. You know, on DraftKings, he's 4,900. That's the spot where you probably want to play him today. 57 on FanDuel feels like a little too much. And then the one guy from Dallas who I might play is Dwight Powell. You know, last game only got 8 minutes. I don't know what happened in that because he's been getting a heavier run. I know Nerlens Noel is back, but probably have to read into that a little bit more before I go there. But yeah, he was playing well, but maybe this isn't the spot for him. I didn't realize he was suddenly taken out of the rotation last time out. That's not good. All right, let's quickly move on to center spot here. And, you know, we've got some potential high-end guys for us, but I'm kind of looking at two guys in particular that's pop for me. I think Willie Cauley-Stein is a guy to really consider today on FanDuel at 6,800, 62 DraftKings, and 12-7 on Fantasy Draft. You like this tempo game here against Golden State, coming off 36 minutes against Miami, where he didn't even shoot the ball well, 3 of 10, and still finished with 35 fantasy points. He's always going to give you those steals and blocks. I know he had 5 of them last game, kind of feels like an outlier, but it's not totally, you know. Definitely can get there, and in this game versus an undermanned Golden State team, I like him back in that starting lineup under 7K. He was mid 7Ks for a while as a starter, so he is back and in play for me. Al Horford against Orlando, you know, should be playing today after the illness last time out. 7K on DK, 13-6 on Fantasy Draft. Maybe. I'm a little bit worried about minutes after the illness, where that's going to be. I mean, I think you could probably make the argument that Brook Lopez is the better play if Kuzma is out. We saw him tick up to 36 minutes and actually had been in over 30 in now 4 of the last 5 games for the Los Angeles Lakers. He's been playing really well. 15, 13, 18, 18, 18. Those are his shot attempts. You know, when you're 7 feet tall, you can usually stumble into about 5 rebounds a game. And not a bad passer or shot blocker. So, yeah, 5 blocks last game, complete outlier. But 2 is definitely in the cards. And we would have taken 3,600 as much as we, or 36 fantasy points as much as we took 42 for him last time. So, Brooke Lopez, definitely a name to kind of consider today, especially because Bam Adebayo, if he guards him, he's not going to want to stand outside that 3-point line, that is for sure. Although, very well likely might just put Bam on, Randall, and then move James Johnson onto Brooke Lopez tonight. Other names, though, DeAndre Jordan, especially if it's an undersized position today. I mean, he's been red hot. Even last night got you 37 fantasy points. You'll take that. If he's got to deal with Jeremy Grant down low as opposed to Steven Adams, that's a huge advantage. So I think we have to wait on that news. Vooch, he's the, you know, one of the few offensive weapons they have out there for Orlando. I just don't love this game against Boston. I'll be curious to see where the spread kind of checks in at. And plus, he's 9K tonight. So, yeah, probably no thanks there. And that's probably it. Like, Valanciunas on the back-to-back, no thanks at a high price. Monroe with Horford coming back, probably not really wanting to press that button here tonight. And Embiid could be fine against Brooklyn. I mean, they dominate guys down low. I just question about how much he's going to play in this game. So with that uncertainty, I'm probably going to lay off Embiid. 31 minutes last night. I mean, this is a third, not even just a back-to-back. This is a third and four with 31 and 32 minutes and played really well. 50 fantasy points in each of those two games, but I don't know. If I was Philly, I would probably give him a rest day today against Brooklyn. That's what I would do. So we'll see if I'm as smart as Philly's coaching staff is. But that's it for tonight. Good luck. Again, I'll be out for about a week. Keep the guys company here on the podcast, though. We'll keep it coming for you. And we appreciate you guys always being a part of what we do here at RotoGrinders.com. Check out that premium content if you haven't done so already. Always a 7-day free trial as well. So we let you try it before you buy it, which is super smart in my opinion. So therefore you can see what you're getting. And as always, hope you guys make some money playing DFS here tonight and over the next week. And I'll catch you down the road here on RotoGrinders.com. See you, everybody.